Oh, hey, Rumi, you're home. Welcome home. I missed you. Come hang out with me on the couch. Come on, sit closer. Give me a hug. So, how was your day? Yeah? That's really cool. No way. Oh, I see. For sure. I understand. Me? Yeah, my day was pretty good too. We didn't have a lot of customers today. It wasn't a very busy day, but it was so damn hot outside. Good thing I was wearing this thin top. No way. My top isn't that loose. The straps are covering my nipples just fine. Sure, they slip out sometimes, but it's not that big of a deal. I usually get nice warm smiles when that happens. Of course not. Don't be silly. It would have been too hot with bras or panties. Yeah. Anyways, so the patrons were really clumsy today. They were constantly dropping their cutlery on the ground. I spent the whole day continuously bending over to pick them up. You know how large and heavy my tits are? It's probably bad for my back. Also, the straps were shifting a lot, so I had to readjust them all the time. I think at some point I took an order while topless, but I didn't notice right away. Can you believe that? On the flip side, I was really lucky today. The clients gave me very good tips, and they said it was because they loved my personalities. I think I only have one personality, though. They're probably bad with grammar. Anyways, so I also got into a nice conversation with Amber today. You remember Amber? Petite, super thin, blonde? Gullible? Her? I don't know. Maybe. She doesn't seem that gullible to me. With big tits, you say? Hers are smaller than mine, though, right? You don't know? You need to see my tits better to know? Sure. That makes sense. Here, I'll take off my top. There. What do you think? Yeah? Yeah, Amber. So, we were talking about this weird medical condition that some guys apparently have. Her boyfriend told her about it because he has it. Turns out, some guys produce way too much cum for their balls, so they have to be drained all the time, all day. He said it's very serious and could be dangerous for your health if not taken care of constantly, every day. What? You've just been diagnosed with it too? How come you didn't tell me? You know I care about you. You're my roommate and we're friends. Of course I care about your health. You know what? I think I can help you out. I'm your friend, and that's what friends do. Help their friends in need. Also, I know exactly what turns you on. The last time you let me borrow your laptop, you left a tab open with porn. I know you like blowjobs and cum play, and you like it when girls call themselves degrading names like bitch or slut. Am I right? So, wanna throat fuck me? You heard me. You wanna fuck my face? Yeah, no big deal. You have a dick, I have a mouth. It's only natural. I'm totally okay with sucking your dick. You're a friend. You have a dick. If you want me to, I'll suck it. It's for your safety, after all. It could be a regular thing. Whenever you want, you can just say, hey, bitch, suck my dick, anytime, anywhere. I'll drop to my knees and suck your cock. No questions asked. Yeah, even if I'm in my room or in the shower, you won't even have to knock. Just barge in, your cock in hand, grab my head and just fuck my throat. Yeah, even if I'm in my room or in the shower. Even if I have some friends over and I'm in the middle of a conversation with them. It's okay. They know me. They won't be really that surprised. Can you imagine that? My friends and me hanging out in the living room, chilling on the sofa, chatting away, laughing at stupid jokes, and then BAM! The door opens and you show up, bottomless. You don't even say hi, walk in the middle of our group, plant yourself in front of me, your cock on my face, put your hands firmly on both sides of my head, grab it tightly, and then shove your huge cock down my throat, interrupting whatever I was trying to say. Imagine the squelching and squishy noises. I wonder if you hammering away at my throat would produce so much noise that it would drown out the other girls' voices. Ashley always says I talk too much. I'm sure she would love you to just suddenly shut me up so she can finally start one of her long monologues. Are you kidding? Of course I'll swallow. I gotta get something in return for my efforts, you know? I mean, of course, I want to be a good roommate. Suck your cock and be your little fuck toy and all. But I won't say no to the taste of some yummy, creamy, hot cum as a perk. I'm fine with feeling a thick shaft slide down my throat. But cum is really what I crave. What? I never told you? Really? I fucking love cum. I love feeling, tasting, and drinking hot, creamy, thick, delicious cum. I love when it splashes against the back of my mouth and then slowly slides down my throat so I can swallow all of it. I'll drink and eat your semen every day. I'd milk you dry. I'll come and fetch my load of sperm like a good little bitch every day. I'll enjoy watching thick, heavy globs of cum slide down your cock and lap it up like the good little roommate I am. I can't wait for you to feed me hot loads of cum. I can't wait to taste that nice, creamy, delicious jizz on my tongue. I'll get your sperm out of your heavy balls and pour into it with my waiting mouth. I'll smear it all over my face to feel the warmth on my skin and smell the intoxicating, heavy scent everywhere I go. I'll savor it. Trust me. Every day, I'll gulp down your nice, thick, heavy, creamy, delicious, hot cum like the good little slut I am. Can I see your huge boner? Please? What are you waiting for? Shove that huge cock in my face. Fuck my face. Come on. Use my mouth and throat like a fleshlight. Like nothing more than a jerk-off toy that you'll abuse and just toss away after use. Come on. Please. Please. Get to me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Yeah. Give me that load. Give me your hot, creamy, sticky, cum. Please, already. No. Who knew you were that pent up? See? Oh, you can already see how backed up you are just from this. Oh, damn. Oh, that was delicious, too. With how rough you were. You must have been so frustrated. We really will have to do this every day. For your health. And for me to be a good little girl for you. A good roommate for you, I mean. You're welcome. Anything for a friend? I'm at your service. Hey, so, wanna watch a movie together? Awesome. Oh, and remember, during the movie, and any time after this, if you feel like fucking my face, just grab my head and throat fuck me. I'll just be a good little bitch and take it without any fuss. Now, which movie to pick?